Just had a very interesting couple of hours scanning a handful of slides I got my hands on, and they've sat in an envelope for ages until, I guess I was able to scan them, which is very recently. I just took delivery of a Canon, what's it called, the CanoScan 9000F. It's a flatbed scanner, but it seems to be quite good for transparencies, and I think it's approximately giving me the same resolution as a 12 megapixel camera would offer slide. So, okay, just for kind of basic archiving, but putting these old slides in, slides that are almost as old as myself, and scanning them and seeing them much clearer on a computer screen, and I've probably got four slides from a trip I actually remember into Italy, where I met my grandmother's mother, my great-grandmother, and I met my Uncle Ugo, and I vaguely remember this donkey, and I had no idea that there was a photograph taken of me aged possibly about 5 or 6, my very little brother at the time, and this donkey and Uncle Ugo. But there's an image as well from way before. I must have been 2 years old, and I'm sat on my mother's lap, and she looks thoroughly depressed because we appear to be camping somewhere in Scotland. She wasn't a massive fan of camping. And so many questions, you know, around. I'm guessing it was 1974. I'm guessing who's in the image and whose car is in the image. And I'm zooming in and I'm seeing what's on the floor. And there's a book, paperback book, but I can't tell exactly what it is my mother was reading back then. And there's no metadata other than what's written on the slide, which thankfully is the year and the location, Scotland, and the year. So I can't begin to imagine what it's going to be like in this time of saturating our hard drives with multimedia, not just images. If I look at the kind of stuff I've recorded and documented around my children, there's audio of me singing them lullabies, there's audio of them talking. There's my little boy's first ever sound that he made as he entered the world. Photos, video, kept a diary. There's emails that I sent to him even before he was born. To his own email account. I mean, what on earth are they going to do with all of this stuff? Is the amount of content and multimedia that we're creating around our lives now, is it going to be held with any value, in the same kind of value as I carefully wrapped up these slides and put them back in this envelope? Because those five slides, I think there were in total, are all I seem to have from that era. And they look kind of like Instagram shots because they're square and they're a little bit fuzzy, and it looks like someone's put a sock over the lens. And there was me thinking that there was just going to be this period in my time, this period in my life where most of my photographs were going to be square and a bit blurry due to using Instagram. Yet here I am, scanning images that are square and a bit blurry in order to get higher resolution, slightly blurry, square images. But there's going to be so much of it. I'm just looking at a hard drive with only 8 gigabytes free on my 500 gig, laptop, because at least 150 gig of that is images and video that I've got to process and archive and put on my terabytes of drives. Terabytes. Who's going to sit down there and say, "Ooh, let's go through the 6 terabytes of hard drives and look at our old photos and video"? Wow. Life better get simpler. We better stop rushing around because we've got an awful lot of history to wade through when we're old and contemplative, or older and contemplative like I am now. I need to get my cataloguing sorted, I think.